It's true, we did launch a program that is targeting young people, particularly the young first-time voters. The program is being carried out in 6 provinces of Zimbabwe, and this program is aimed at increasing the number of young people who will be registered as voters. Because we've seen that in the current setup, there are a lot of impediments that tend to discourage young people from registering as voters. And these impediments, they range from the issues of proof of residence, the issue of identity cards, even the attitude of the workers in the registrar general's office. So we have seen it fit to ourselves that is a leading youth organization in Zimbabwe, and also with the young people who are working with in Zimbabwe from across the provinces, we've made bold resolution to say that the year that we're approaching, the 2018, which has been declared as a year of elections, whether there are reforms or not, we are not going to accept a scenario whereby young people will be shunned away from the voting process simply on the fact that they are not registered as voters. So we've resolved to go out into the provinces and break the barriers that tend to shun young people from the voting process.
We understand that voter education falls under the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Are you allowed to embark on this program?
I do understand that ZEC has that mandate of conducting voter education, but if you also analyze the Electoral Amendment Act, civic groups have also the mandate to carry out civic education programs in Zimbabwe. So our organization, it mainly focuses on educating young people on their rights. So we do not only focus on the right to vote, but we focus on different types of rights which young people should proclaim and which young people should be free to express.